setting boundaries with the opposite sex. That's our topic for today. Philippians 4:5 says, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Humans are relational beings. We were not created to be in isolation, but to relate positively with one another. God created male and female to coexist. Genesis 5:2 tells us, "Male and female created he them." Whether you like it or not, you have to relate with the opposite sex, either at work, business places, neighborhood, social gatherings, even religious gatherings. You cannot do without that. Interestingly, there is no separate world for men and women. So you must learn to successfully relate with the opposite sex by setting the right boundaries. And this subject affects both married and singles. God wants you to have friends, and it is not a sin to be friends with the opposite sex. The Bible clearly records that women were among Jesus' followers during his earthly ministry. For instance, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Susanna all accompanied Jesus during his earthly ministry. Being kind and friendly is Christ-like, but there are acceptable limits to every friendship, and you must understand this. James chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." It is important therefore to know how to relate with everyone, especially those of the opposite sex. Hear me and hear me well, dear listener. Just as in every other relationship, there must be set rules and boundaries. What are boundaries, you may ask? Simply put, there are limits, do's and don'ts. It's important to set boundaries that represent who you are and who you want to be. A relationship cannot be healthy until clear boundaries are set and respected. Recently, I watched a video of a couple that had been married for over 77 years, and they were interviewed and asked, what are the secrets for their marital bliss? Interestingly, they said setting boundaries and respecting each other's boundaries is one of their secrets to a successful marriage. Therefore, you must define the no-go areas. Keep yourself pure. And interestingly, you must understand it, dear listener, that certain boundaries must answer these four questions. The question of where, two, what, three, when, and four, how. In other words, where are you expected to be found? What are you expected to be found doing? How are you expected to be found doing it? And at what time? It must answer these four questions very clearly. Boundaries define a relationship and create respect for the parties involved. Boundaries are about taking personal responsibility for your own life. And remember, no one else can take responsibility for your own life on your behalf. Therefore, you must be able to set boundaries firmly, set it clearly, set it respectfully, and make sure that you communicate the same to the people that are involved in your life. Be courageous enough to wave bye-bye to anyone who doesn't want to respect your boundaries. Dear listener, it's very important. Don't put yourself in a position where the enemy will be able to take advantage of you. A word is enough for the wise. To set clear boundaries, you should do the following. Number one, understand male and female differences. Genesis 1:27 says, "Male and female created he them." God created male and female to complement and not to compete with each other. There are certain things that ordinarily would turn a male on emotionally, but may not necessarily apply to the female and vice versa. For instance, women are usually attracted to what they hear, while men are more attracted to what they see. Therefore, men, stop saying things that you don't mean to a lady. And you ladies, under the sound of my voice, don't send the wrong signal through your dressing, your carriage, or unnecessary closeness to the opposite sex. Don't set traps for the opposite sex, whether intentionally or unintentionally. Very, very important. You must take this very, very seriously. Number two, you must know the importance of good friendship. Ecclesiastes 4:9-8 says, two are better than one. Good friendship keeps us spiritually, mentally, and physically strong. And so, any friendship that deviates from that, you must take good note of that and act immediately. Good friendship improves the quality of our lives. They also motivate you towards being your best. They serve as mirror to your own character. And they can be teachers to you and as your helpers. Remember, in Luke chapter 10 and verse 39, we are told about Mary, Lazarus' sister, who was said to always lean at the feet of Jesus Christ. There were also fervent women of God during Apostle Paul's ministry who ministered to the needs of the saints. For example, Priscilla, Junia are some of these women. So if you are in a relationship that don't make your life better, then you should think twice and make sure you take action accordingly. Number three, you must define your relationships. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 9a, NIV version of the Bible says, a righteous man is cautious in friendship. Relationships are vital to your destiny. Clearly, your association determines your destination. May you end your journey in life well. Relationships are powerful, and we get involved at different levels. I've come to discover there are three main levels of relationship that we all get involved in our lives at one time or another. One, you relate with your superior, those who are above you. Second, you relate with your mate, those who are at the same level with you. And thirdly, you relate with those who are below you. These three levels of relationship are very crucial. And to relate simply means to connect, contact, and interact. That is, to be involved with. But you must learn to clearly define whatever relationship you are involved in. And I've come to understand that a sound relationship is free from the following: 1, defect; 2, decay; and 3, damage. Your comportment matters a lot. So decide how you must never be found and where you must never be found with the opposite sex. Don't be careless. Listen, your life is too precious. Flee all appearances of evil. In your relationship with the opposite sex, it is important to set good boundaries. We must set limits for others and ourselves. Someone has said, and I believe this is very true, lack of boundaries invites lack of respect. Therefore, avoid everything unedifying. Dress the way you want to be addressed. Go to places that are dignifying. Behave in an appropriate manner. Watch your words and your actions. It was Henry Ford that said, and I quote, "You get what you tolerate." This is very critical, especially in the world that we live in today. I read the story of this great man of God, Billy Graham, how that in his lifetime, at a point, he had to make a decision that he was never going to be found sitting at the back seat of a car or the front seat of a car with a female except his wife. And he stayed true to that commitment all his lifetime. Personally, I have decided, and I made that decision a long time ago, you will never find me sit at the back seat of a car with an opposite sex that is not my spouse or my immediate family members. When you set boundaries, you keep your life on guard and keep the enemy away. You will make it in Jesus' name. Number 4, be sensitive and sensible. You should be able to make good judgment about people and their intentions. And of course, making good judgment begins with your spiritual sensitivity. Therefore, be watchful and receptive to spiritual signals. Remember Samson in Judges chapter 16. Though he had the Spirit of God to do mighty works, he couldn't discern that Delilah was a danger to his destiny, even after many attempts on his life. Remember how he ended? You will not end your journey in the grave. When you're uncomfortable concerning any relationship or a particular person, then you should watch it and take steps. Run for your life. You should be sensitive enough to know if a relationship is edifying, uplifting, or otherwise. How is the character of the person you are in a relationship with? What are other people's testimony concerning him or her? Therefore, be sensitive, be sensible, and be open to correction. There are different areas of life where you ought to set boundaries. And I'm talking about issues that I have taken steps on in my own personal life. For instance, you must be able to set spiritual boundaries. For instance, there must be what is exclusive to God in your life that you shouldn't let anyone tamper with. Don't let any relationship take you away from God, take you away from your faith, or damage your conscience as a Christian. 2, you must set emotional boundaries. In your relationship, be careful not to be emotionally attached to anyone except your God-ordained spouse. There are some individuals that are so attached to other people emotionally that it damages their destiny. You must set emotional boundaries. In your relationships, be careful not to be emotionally attached to anyone except your God-ordained spouse. This is very, very critical. For instance, if you keep holding hands physically with someone of the opposite sex, remember, you are not just only holding the hands of that individual, you are holding the hearts of that individual. So be cautious not to keep breaking the hearts of people. Of course, personal boundaries are there. For instance, you work in an office or an organization, male and female, of course. You have to travel officially to a certain destination. They have booked your hotel for you. Yes, that's fine. But when you get to your hotel, what are you doing in the hotel room of an opposite sex in your exclusive moment? Why are you doing that? You must set personal boundaries. Personally, there are boundaries I have set that people have known me for, even those who live in my house. And this helps me to live a life of integrity. You must set boundaries also in your expectations. These are also very important. Sexual boundaries. Don't be sexually involved with an opposite sex except your spouse. The marriage bed must be undefiled. Give no place to the devil. And finally, in your words and your promises, avoid completely what is unedifying. Don't say what you don't mean or make promises that can't be kept. In conclusion, setting healthy boundaries don't come easy. I must tell you this. You need to keep working at it and don't ever compromise. Don't set yourself ablaze. Listen carefully. I say that again. Don't set yourself ablaze in a bid to keep others warm. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's what the Bible says. You must get to a point in your life where you make a covenant with God never to involve yourself in any unhealthy relationships. This is very critical. Boundaries is all about respect. Respect for God, respect for others, and respect for yourself. Boundaries are a part of self-care. They are healthy, normal, and necessary. And remember, what you allow is what will continue. Dear listener, wherever you may be today, you must check the individuals in your life who are opposite sex and see the necessary steps and corrections that you need to make. As you do so, I see you attaining to your God-ordained destiny in Jesus' name, whether you are single or married. In case you have fallen a prey in any area of your life right now in dealing with the opposite sex, I pray for the grace of God for forgiveness, and I pray for your complete restoration in the name of Jesus Christ, as well as grace never to go back to those wrongs anymore. As I close, are you born again? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Pray this prayer with me with your heads bowed. Say after me, Heavenly Father, today I come to you. I am a sinner. Jesus, save me. Wash me. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I am your child. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. If you pray that prayer from your heart, you are now born again. Log on to the website address at the bottom of the screen and fill the salvation form that is there right now. Send your testimonies also through the same medium and connect with the social media handles at the bottom of your screen. Always remember, God is too faithful to fail. See you next time.